Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's Mr. Encore. Fantasy sports and politics crew. Yeah, check. Fantasy sports and politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, log on. Peace.
Yes, 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 yes. It's that time again, people. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that time is the FSP Crew Show. And you know who this is. I'm your host, JT. ATM is one of my monikers. Master is another one. And I'm joined by always by my co-host, Jeff the Joker. And as usual, we engage in conversation and give you information about the crazy world of fantasy, sports, and politics. We have a great show in store for you tonight. We're going to be talking a little bit of, I wouldn't say a little bit. We're going to be talking a lot of NBA, especially NBA final playoffs. We have a special guest in store for you tonight, Jackie Taylor, and her frankness is going to stop by tonight. Shortly, she'll be calling in, and we'll get her her opinion, which she's never afraid to express. And we'll be talking about the playoffs. Quite naturally, anybody who's interested in the NBA knows that the playoffs have started on Tuesday. Today's the second day, and that's the second one in Oklahoma. Before I go any further, the number to call in is 347-637-3220. I'll say that again, 347-637-3220. I have one of my co-hosts sitting by listening to me rant, so I'm going to bring him in. In fact, I got both of them in. First, I'm going to bring in Jeff the Joker, and then I'll bring in Black the Bookie. Talk to me, Jeff. Tell me how you feel, and then I'll bring in Black.
I feel good the way that I should.
Okay. Hey, and we just have our co-host, the other co-host, the one from the nation's capital, Obama Nation capital, Mr. Black the Bookie. Talk to me, my brother.
Well, what's going on? I'm only happen to be in the city of the most powerful people in the world, but what's going on here?
Hey, Black, let's do it.
Yes. Well. Now, all the haters and all the lovers on either side are up in arms. Twitter's been blowing up. I've been in a little spar match with Miss Kavita Shanae about her beloved Miami Heat, telling her that Heat is going down in five, and she took offense to that. And I haven't talked to her in probably a day, but after I get off this show, I'll be getting on Twitter again just to get her. Get her going, and any other Heat fan that I have to say, I really don't want to get into it that much, but I'll start because Jackie's supposed to be calling pretty soon. Quite naturally, I know both of you guys. I hope both of you guys. I know I sat and watched the game from front to back, from the three quarters. Let me put it this way: from the two quarters that Miami competed. And then, as always, right on cue in the fourth quarter, 7 points from LeBron, 17 points Kevin Durant. Need I say more? Jeff, I'll hand it to you first, and then we'll pass it off to Black.
Yeah, well, they should be renamed. Last week I called them the South Beach Heat. They should be called the South Beach Softies.
Okay.
And James Rome had a little disagreement with the commissioner, because the commissioner, I don't know if you guys heard, he got a little ticked off because Rome asked him if the lottery was fixed. And I can't blame the commissioner for getting a little ticked off, but you know what? He brought that on himself
Jeff,
you know, there you go.
You seem like you always jumping the gun on me, but that's okay, because I do have, yes, I do have a clip, an extended clip. I'm only going to play a portion of it.
Oh, you're going to play that?
I got to play it because, you know, I think it's pretty controversial. Rome asked the question. Stern, out of the clear blue sky, responded in a way I would never think a commissioner would respond, and he did. And they bantered back and forth, gentlemanly like. But before I get to that clip, as you guys know, that the NBA approved the sale of the Hornets today. The league board of governors voted to approve the sale of the Hornets to Benson, and your beloved commissioner Black announced in April that the space owner had agreed to purchase the Hornets from the league, and officials confirmed the sale price of $338 million. He also agreed to the terms of the lease that keep the Hornets in New Orleans through 2024. So I'm going to play this clip, and then let's talk about sales of the Hornets, and also this conspiracy theory that is still alive and well.
You know, New Orleans won the draft lottery, which, of course, produced the usual round of speculation that maybe the lottery was fixed. I know that you appreciate a good conspiracy theory as much as the next guy. Was the fix in for the lottery?
You know, I have two answers for that. I'll give you the easy one. No. And a statement. Shame on you for asking.
You know, I understand why you would say that to me, and I wanted to preface it by saying it respectfully. I think it's my job to ask, because I think people wonder.
No, it's ridiculous, but that's okay.
I know that you think it's ridiculous, but I don't think the question is ridiculous, because I know people think that. I'm not saying that I do, but I think it's my job to ask you that.
Have you stopped beating your wife yet?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know if that's fair.
Why is that?
Because I think that there, and I know you read your emails, and I'm sure you follow things virally and on Twitter, people really do think it, whether it's fair or not.
Well, they think it because people
You don't think the question's fair to ask if your fans think it?
Silly questions. I expect it to be written about, and, you know, I commented last night at my presser that there was one guy who I won't dignify by name. He says, I have no reason to know anything, and I don't know anything, but I tell you, I believe it's fixed. Okay, that's good. Why is that? Well, because this team won it, and if that team won it, it would have been fixed also. And if that team won it, it would have been fixed also. And if every team was invited to have a representative there, and if there were four members of the media there, and if Ernst & Young certified it, you still think, yes. So I guess two things.
What's your response to this? I think two things. Number one, I don't think so. I don't think so, and I'm not covering myself. I don't think so, but I think by asking the question, it would not suggest that I think so. But the one thing I would say, the league does own the team, does it not?
Yes.
Does that not make the question fair?
I don't think so. Number one, we sold it. We're going to close this week. We already have established our price. I think that if it had gone to Michael Jordan, and which was the next team up with in terms of a high percentage, there was David, take care of his friend Michael, and if it had gone to
Okay, you guys got the gist of the conversation. I don't know where that comment of have you stopped beating your wife came from, but that came out of the absolutely clear blue sky, and I would never ever think any head of a organization, Major League Baseball, NBA, hockey, football, or any of these other commissioners of any of these sports would come out of his mouth and actually say something like that. There's plenty of other responses that he could give, like he said, no, that's ridiculous and whatever, and I don't appreciate you asking that or whatever he said. But to say, have you stopped beating your wife? Well, come on. I mean, Black, I'm going to give this to you because I know how much you love Commissioner Stern. So I'm going to give it to you first and then go to Jeff.
Hey, man, the commissioner has been a great job on his beloved NBA line for years now. So I was not surprised the commissioner asked about that. Every man has his breaking point, and Jim Rohn seeing the catch Commissioner Stern on a bad day.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Oh, Jeff, before you even go any further, are you giving the commissioner a pass on what he said?
The commissioner I can't hop on him for this.
Jeff, I'm amazed that Black is giving the commissioner, as much as he loves commissioners, especially in the NFL and NBA, he's giving the commissioner a pass on this. Jeff, talk to me.
But you know what, though? In defense of Commissioner Stern, his background is he's a lawyer, and I believe the line, when did you stop beating your wife, is the classic law school definition of a leading question. So that kind of explains where that came from. It's a classic law school example, and it's not,
right.
Even though, you know, he shouldn't have said it, it's not like he was really accusing Jim Rome of beating his wife. It's just the
right.
Classic example of a leading question or a question where there's no right answer, because either you say, yes, I still beat my wife, or no, I stopped, you know,
right.
Which I would say
right.
My answer would be, I never beat my wife, you know, but
right.
that's just law school stuff. But like I said, you know, the Wizard of Oz, David Stern, he brought that on himself, because with all the questionable officiating, it taints the whole organization, and it makes things like the lottery being fixed, it makes that look very possible. He brought it all on himself. And this week, I don't know if everybody saw it, but a famous former gangster, Henry Hill, passed away. The movie Goodfellas
really?
Was based on him. Yeah,
Henry Hill. He passed away yesterday.
He passed away, I think, natural causes. Big-time gangster. The movie Goodfellas is based on him. And he was behind the point-shaving scandal at Boston College in 1979, and believe me, that's not just talk. I mean, guys went to prison over that. And the NCAA found out about it by accident. They found out about it when Henry Hill was coming clean to the feds, and that was a major point-shaving scandal. And the easiest way to do it is college, because those guys aren't getting paid. You know, Henry Hill knew that, and he practically forgot about that when he was coming to clean to the feds, because he had so much other business interests going on. This is about 5 years ago. You can look it up on ESPN. When the Donaghy scandal broke, Henry Hill said that back in the 70s, he had an NBA ref in his pocket, which is easy to believe. And, yeah, you know, he's a gangster, but I don't think he's ever been proven to be a liar.
Wow, that I didn't know, Jeff. That's some good news. I didn't know that he made that statement about years back with an NBA ref, NFL NBA ref. You said?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay, Henry Hill. I've watched that movie several times, and I'm still fascinated by that movie and the acting in the movie, and especially the characters and how ruthless they were. to one another. Well, they're still ruthless to one another to this day, but those guys were unbelievable, to say the least. Joe Pesci knows that firsthand. That's simply amazing. Henry Hill. Excuse me. I did not know that.
What's your take on the commissioner and his statement? The one Jim Rome.
Well, you know, to those who didn't know the analogy of the law analogy, when did you stop beating your wife? That was a shocking statement to make, in my opinion. Whether you knew it or not, it's still a poor choice of words to say. Now, I understand, because I posed the same scenario or same type of question to David Aldridge a few weeks ago when we had him on another show. I posed the same exact question, and quite naturally, David didn't give the same response as Commissioner Stern did. But I mean, he dismissed it. He dismissed it also, just like Commissioner Stern dismissed it, with the fact that there were several people involved in the NBA that were in the room when the draw took place. So. But just like I asked David, I was playing devil's advocate, basically, and I told him that. But you know, people asking, I mean, saying that they have an idea that's been fixed, and I think we have. Hold on a minute here. Let me just see. Yes, we do. Okay, hold on a minute here, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you are ready for this. It happens to be the one and only, and she hasn't been on this show for quite a while, and we've missed her, frankness and all that. It's that sports babe. We're talking about Jackie Taylor. Hey there, Jackie. How you doing?
Gentlemen, how are we? It has been far too long.
Jackie, before we go any further... I'm amazed. The last time I talked to you, or we talked to you, you were under the weather, or just coming out of under the weather, and I corresponded with you the last few days, and the same thing's been happening. What, you not been taking care of yourself? What's going on with that?
No, actually, I got a pancreatitis, which I didn't even know existed. I didn't know what it was in April. Spent a week in the hospital over my birthday and Easter. And then a week and a half ago, I got a kidney infection. So I spent 4 days in the hospital for that. Two totally separate issues. So I didn't even know how you got a kidney infection until last week. So I've been doing as best as I can, taking care of myself. In fact, I've been quite well after the pancreatitis, but the kidney infection came from nowhere. And it's just one of those fluke things.
So are you feeling well now?
Feeling better. Feeling great.
Well,
I'm very excited about the playoffs, or finals, I should say now. If we're in the finals now.
I bet you are, and that's what we're going to talk about. You're one of your favorite teams, and their head coach happens to be in the finals. And I know you have a strong opinion about it. We have Black the Bookie on here, and we also have Jeff the Joker. Say hello, guys, first.
Hey, Jackie, welcome back.
Thanks.
My favorite lady who brings her balls to the playground. Jackie, what's going on?
My brother Black, what is up, my man?
Chilling. Watching Team DMV put in work in the finals there, Mr. KD.
I know. What have I been saying all year? What did I say at the beginning? What am I saying now? KD, it's his year, it's their year. They're winning the whole damn thing.
Well, Jackie, let me tell you this. I know you watched the first game. I know from front to back you've watched the first game. Give me your opinion, and I know probably know what it's going to be, but I still have to hear your opinion on the play of the players and the coaching of the coaches.
Well, you know, I think one of my Twitter followers just summed it up brilliantly in a tweet he just sent me. It is the choker versus the poser, or the poser versus the chosen one, or what was it he just said? Something of that nature. I know, all of a sudden I can't remember it, but I thought it was hysterical. Anybody who's read my Twitter in the last few minutes, you saw it. What was it? Let's see here. The closer versus the poser.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's, you know, LeBron, he just can't step up. He can't do it. It's, you know, I was amazed to hear that the two for Rusty and KD the other night scored more points than the big three of Miami, and more rebounds and more assists, just the two of them, versus the so-called big three, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not shut the hell up ring.
Okay.
I have no more time left for these clowns. It's about time they're going to get shut down. And July 8th, I'm going to light a candle and eat a cupcake in remembrance of the decision and what decision that he made. He might as well have gone to Jared's to get a ring because he ain't getting one with that team.
Okay. They got past Boston because they won the game 7-3 handily.
Barely.
Yes,
and I was pissed
true.
Off about I was pissed off about that. Black, I'm sure you lost money on that, son.
Oh, no. I would never bet with a team of old men.
You didn't bet Boston? I bet Boston. I was the idiot.
You were talking about Rondo with a bunch of grandfathers out there. No way would I put money on Boston.
We call him Uncle KVE. Uncle KG. But Monty Jones and I call him Uncle KG because he's like that mean uncle who just gets in your face and just wears you down and is like yelling at you at Thanksgiving and is like, you're never going to amount to shit. What are you doing with your life? And he just wears you out and wears you down. That's, you know, him just beating you up verbally is the only way he's got left to take you down.
Well, believe it or not, we have another caller in. I'm going to bring this caller in real quick to see what he or she has to say, and then we'll go from there. Caller from the 702, welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and what you got to say. Oh, they're gone. Anyway, Jackie, what do you think of Mr. Spoelstra if the Heat do not bring home a championship to South Beach?
His days are numbered, man. He was nothing but a videographer to begin with. That fool might as well be a towel boy by the time this is done. His days are numbered. The funny thing is, you know, my boyfriend makes fun of him all the time because he has these random things. First of all, I think he has some sort of sponsorship with a belt company because I don't know if you all see the way he walks, but he's got this, like, pigeon stance thing where he's always got his hands in his belt loops and he's always exposing his belt. You know, and I'm like, does he have a belt, you know, like some sort of sponsorship with like Kenneth Cole or somebody, you know, because he's got to show the belt as many times as possible, you know, during the game so that he ends up getting paid. What is the deal? And between that and his goofy-ass play calling, he does this thing where he, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but he'll stand at the sidelines, and it's one of those things where he makes himself look busy. And he stands on the sideline, and he looks like he's calling a play, and he puts, like, his hands in a circle above his head. And my boyfriend goes, what is he doing? What is that, like the circle of trust? And I'm like, I don't even know. Like, I'm way outside of the circle of trust anyway, so I ain't got nothing to do with no play calling over there. I don't know what the hell he's doing. So, yeah, his days are numbered. And his interviews continue to just defy ignorance beyond belief. I can't even watch it. It's painful to watch. And thank God they've mic'd up Scotty Brooks instead because – Captain Obvious over there and his little sideline pep talks are a joke. So anything he has to say is clearly, you know, in one ear and out the other because you see how divided that team is. And it was very obvious even in the Boston series when they would call timeout and everybody would just sort of dissipate and go their own way. Whereas, you know, with Boston or with Oklahoma City, everybody's like all in the big huddle and everybody else is just sort of like out in the surrounding skirts of the huddle, and, you know, the bench warmers are the ones who are, like, all intent and listening, and nobody else gives a shit what he has to say. So
I got this caller back. Let me see if we can get this guy or girl or whoever's in here. Caller from the 702, welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State he hung up on me again. That's the last time you'll get here, man. Okay. Yeah, you're right, Jackie.
Vegas. It's got to be one of my people.
Is that Vegas 702?
Yeah, it's a Vegas number.
Okay. That's the last time. But you know, speaking of that, before we go any further, I'm gonna jump off into a different subject here, real quick, before we go back to the NBA. Now, you're a Vegas person. You live in Vegas. You have a home in Vegas. Am I right about that?
I do, indeed.
Okay. We're going to talk about the MGM Grand. You know where I'm going here.
We're going to talk about the fight. Yes, we're going to talk about the fight. we're going to talk about the fight. Bring it on.
Let's talk about this Pacquiao-Bradley fight. I don't know if you attended the fight or if you – I'm pretty sure you watched the fight. I don't know if you had any money on the fight. You watched the fight.
I ain't going near no Pacquiao money fight. No.
Okay.
I'm not betting. I don't bet boxing. I'm afraid of boxing.
Okay. Opinion of the fight. This is an obvious question. This is a very easy question for you. I'm not trying to set you up or anything, but a lot of people watched the fight. Some had different opinions, especially the judges that judged the fight versus the people who actually watched the fight. Give me your opinion, and what have you heard since you are a Vegas person?
It was a goddamn joke. End of story. They're investigating it. It's a federal investigation. The Boxing Commission's investigating it. People are up in arms. The bookies are up in arms. The sports books are up in arms. Timothy Bradley didn't even think he won the fight. He even said straight up, you know, it was suspect from the very beginning because he was like, first of all, I was like, how are y'all going to set up a rematch already and
yeah,
have
right.
that shit, like, already done before you even walk out of the arena? Like, you knew something was suspicious about that from the get-go. And he said something along the lines of, I don't think I won the fight, but I'll review it. And if I don't think I did, then we'll definitely do the rematch on, what is it, November 5th or November 10th or whatever. And
yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, Vince Carter sent out the scorecard, and I saw it, and I was like, see, that's more obvious. That is very, you know, and like I said, on my Twitter, I don't know how many people read my Twitter, but, you know, short little punchy jabs that barely even connect clearly won that fight for that guy, because he didn't do jack shit in the way of really popping Manny one in any regard whatsoever. Any sort of real hard completions came from Manny. And he outweighed him in spades on that, as far as the numbers are concerned. And you know, if they're gonna give the guy the fight based upon these short little jabs that barely connect, that barely tap his chin, you know, that's a joke. That's not boxing. You know, that's a little love tap. Like, let's, you know, and they hugged it out more times than they actually threw some really hard punches. So it was. It got to be about the sixth or seventh round where I thought, okay, this is definitely going to go the distance because neither of these fools wants to get knocked out, and they're just kind of dancing around the ring. And unlike that fight before, I don't know if y'all saw that fight before, but that fool just got laid out. Oh my God, that undercard. Oh my God, that guy's eyes rolled in the back of his head. I thought he was going to be dead. I didn't even think he was going to get up. You don't want to. That was the worst I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
I didn't
see the undercard, but I caught the young Bradley on the news show yesterday. And this guy came out with a cast on his left foot and another soft cast on the right foot. I'm like, are you kidding me? You broke your foot in the second round, and you hurt your other foot in the fourth round. And he said he sat down and he watched the tape, and after watching the tape, he was convinced that he won. It was on some show in Arizona. If I could find it, I'd send it on to you to look at it. But I couldn't take the guy for a joke. But I got to give props while we're on the air to the Irish bookmaker. And I've never seen this done in the history of any sports book, but the Irish bookmaker knew that the pick was him, and everybody that bet on Pacquiao, he gave him the money back. I thought that was a class act by the time.
Yeah, well, the books are cleaned house, that's for sure.
That's true. Let's get back to the NBA. I just had that thought. and I knew you were lived in Vegas, so I had to ask you that question. I didn't know if you, like I said, if you had attended the fight or not. So, anyway.
No, I didn't go to this one. I didn't go to this one. I'll definitely be going to the next one, though.
Okay. That means you spent the pay-per-view money, or you went someplace and had some drinks or whatever. Is that what you're telling me?
No, my buddy who is a bartender at the Cosmopolitan Hotel, he has the thickest television I've ever seen in my entire life. It's a 70-inch Sharp Aquos Quattron, some kind
okay.
of like Wi-Fi, like it's like a $3,000 television. It honestly,
right.
you watch this thing and you feel like you're in the room with it. It's the sickest thing I've ever seen in my life, and I absolutely love going over there. He always throws a party for the fight every single time. So we had, not only did we have the hockey finals on, we have like a little sports book going on in the middle of the living room. We had the hockey game on one TV, we had the NBA finals on the other one, and then we had the undercard going on the middle fight until the undercard finished up and that guy had to be escorted off to the hospital in the loony bin because he got knocked the fuck out like Smokey. It was bad. I swear to God, y'all, if you go look in the highlights, you're going to be like, oh, my God, I've never seen anybody get hit that hard in my whole life. It was unbelievable.
Okay. Wait, let's get back to the NBA. Now, in about half an hour or so, game two is going to take place. Same place with the same cast of characters.
Same bat
big
channel,
three.
Same bat place.
Excuse me?
Same bat channel, same bat place.
Yes. The same cast of characters, and in my opinion, probably the same results. It's just a matter of what the score is going to be, especially come the fourth quarter. What's your opinion on game two? Is Miami going to make more of a fight of it in the fourth quarter, or are we going to see more of the same, or what?
Well, you know, they blew their load a little early last time, so I think that's why they couldn't really keep up in the fourth, and they blew a 13-point lead. You know, Saul Cephalosha and Nick Collison really came alive in the last one, and I think this game is going to be all about the big beard. Fear the beard and pass the ammunition. It's going to be the beard and Russie just taking people on. And Russie's quick, you know. He can't guard LeBron per se, and you know, not really many people can. I think it's going to be KD versus LeBron, obviously. But you know, Dwayne Wade and Russie could probably go head to head, toe to toe. But James Harden is one of those sneak attacks where you just kind of don't see him coming. You smell him, but you don't know where he's coming from. And then all of a sudden he's just there, and he's swatting balls, and he's throwing shit down from the corner, and he's scaring people, and everybody's like, wait, who is this guy? So I think it's going to be his night to shine tonight, especially and with KD, obviously. You know, the big three, there's a new sheriff in town. The big three of Boston is gone. The new big three of James Harden, Russie, and KD are the new sheriffs in town, and that's what's going to end up winning the NBA Finals.
Okay. Jeff, I'm not going to hog all the questions here. You got something that you want to converse with Jackie about?
Bring it on, Jeffrey.
Well, out of curiosity, I mean, obviously, very knowledgeable about basketball. Do you play fantasy basketball?
I do. I didn't this year, though. You know, we didn't get it together in time. Usually, we have a sports writers league, and it's like Jemele Hill and Jay Harris from ESPN, and a couple of the girls from back east, Sarah Spain from ESPN Chicago. Some of our other various sports writer friends. Some participate some years, some don't. Glenn Moore from Cleveland. He works with Cleveland.com now. And he's got his own radio show as well on, I forget the radio station letters, call letters. I'm very bad with those. And a few others. But we didn't get it together to do it this year. And Jamel and I usually also do just the NBA pick one. I don't know if you're familiar with that, where you just every night you pick one particular player, and that particular player, you know, you go head to head with your friends, you know, with that particular person's statistics versus another person's statistics, and the points plus the assists plus the rebounds add up, and that's how many points you get for the night. And you can never reuse the same player twice. So you got to pick real wisely. And it's a really fun little game. I mean, if everybody doesn't want to, you know, get involved in a full-blown fantasy basketball league, that's just a really fun thing to do, just kind of on the side with your buddies.
Wow. It sounds like in fantasy football, there's suicide leagues, similar concept. You can start whoever you want, but only once. I guess in that NBA thing, it's all about the matchups. that's a big part of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're playing like the Timberwolves versus the Bobcats, you're not going to waste Kevin Love on that night. You know, you're probably going to pick somebody like, you know, I don't know. Well, Johnny Flynn's not around anymore. I'm trying to think of who I would even pick for that. I'm not even sure. The Bobcats are so bad. I can't even, you know, the other day I was looking at the roster and I was like, who the hell are half these guys? I don't even know who half of these people are. I really didn't even watch any of these their games this year. And clearly for a reason, because I don't even know any of them. So.
All right, Black.
All right, they're starting Chris Bosh tonight. I don't see Shane Battier.
They're
going to
start him?
Yeah, they're starting tonight. I don't know what Spoelstra is doing. They had a nice lead in that first game, and all of a sudden, it just whittled away and went down. You think it's a good decision letting Bosh just start? Because I think he did a good job with the second unit in last game.
Spoelstra needs to tough pass, because I'm kind of tired of his little antics. He's just, I don't even get what his, like, his, every night it's like he just is grasping at straws as far as the strategy is concerned. He puts him on the bench, then he takes him off, then he gets heat from the, you know, the fans, so he takes him off the bench, and now he's going to probably end up screwing up or end up getting hurt, you know. I just think the bench on Miami is so much better and younger and deeper and faster than Miami's, like, a long shot. You know, I don't get me wrong, I love Ronnie Chernoff, I love Udonis Haslem, great people, but, you know, the rest of them, Mike Miller, I mean, seriously, Mike Miller? What? Shane Battier? No. Like, I mean, half these guys are jokers, and, you know, they're just bringing the team down, and it's kind of like they've put all their eggs in one basket with the big three over there, or what they deem to be the big three. And, you know, the ship is sinking, and he's going to go down with it. Spoelstra, he's going down with it. He'll be the first one they throw off the boat. He'll be the first one they throw off the boat. I can't wait for Gone Fishing when they do the little segment. Warm up the boat. Warm up the boat, Charlie. Warm up the boat. We'll Eric Spoelstra's head out on a rod, on a hook.
Okay, this caller has been hanging on for about 12 minutes. I'm going to see if it's going to come back here. Caller who's been hanging on here from the 702, this is your last shot. If you don't do it this time, don't call back. But he hung up.
Yeah, I think he wanted to listen. You're putting him on the spot. He probably just wanted to listen, man.
No, he was a bogus call, man. He was a bogus call because every time I tried to bring him in, he hung up. And when I told him, exactly what I told him, that's when he hung up. So that was just a bogus. I don't know what he was going to try, but he was going to try something. Anyway.
It's really windy here today, so maybe it might be a reception thing. It's like 25 mile an hour winds here today. I don't know. It could be. You know, if it's some kind of crappy, you know, like Metro PCS phone or something, you never know. Those phones are very tricky.
Are you in OKC right now? Are you in Oklahoma City or...
No,
I'm in
Vegas. I'm doing games 5-6-7. I got the 5-6-7 route.
Okay. And that'll be you're going to Florida. You're going to South Florida then.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it, but I gotta do it. I had this big old grand ass plan. I was pissed as all get out, and I decided to get pissed drunk as a result of it after the fight and everything else that had happened on Saturday night. I had this grand old plan because I hadn't seen my Boston friends in like a year, and I was like all excited to go to Boston and see my friends and, you know, travel with the team and spend some time with my boys. And, you know, then I was like, now I got to hang out with these asshats in Miami. I don't want to deal with that. Like, I don't want to deal with that. And I said, in the game 1 and 2, that's not really going to matter. And I sure as hell don't want to go to Florida for 3-4, so I'll take 5-6-7. And hopefully they just sweep their asses right out under the rug and just be like, peace, done. See you next year.
Well,
thanks for playing.
I've laid it out on Facebook, and I've also laid it out on Twitter, that I think the OKC is going to knock out Miami in 5. So that wasn't warmly accepted by the Heat fans, and I've gotten a little bit lambasted, but it is what it is. So
talk about bandwagoners. Where were those fools 5 years ago?
Well, that's true. That's true. Black, you got anything else for Jackie?
Yeah, I'm going to see Jackie. Are there any USA basketball games going on out there?
No, not that I'm aware of. Everything's kind of on a wrap right now because school's over. So we're just sort of waiting on summer league to come around. Dominican Republic's going to play Team USA July 13th. Then we got summer league for 2 weeks. And then we got Team USA, warm-ups, so to speak, out here for a week. And then we're off to the Olympics. So
now, are you going to be covering that in some way, or what are you going to be doing?
I am going to be covering the Olympics, and I'm very excited about it.
Oh, really? Okay.
So you'll be getting tweets from me of all hours of the night. It'll be 4 o'clock in the morning. You'll be getting tweets from me going, does this bitch ever sleep? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm honored to see if you were coming up for the USA and Brazil game on the 16th of July.
Say that one more time, Black.
I wanted to see if you were coming up for the USA versus Brazil game in July.
Is that out in D.C.?
Yeah, it's at the Verizon Center, July 16th.
July 15th.
16th.
July 16th. Can't do that because I got summer league for 2 weeks during that time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I didn't know that they had it overlapping. I was told by I ran into the head of PR at the All-Star game, and we were talking about it, and it was supposed to be the week after summer league ended, is when Team USA was going to be here in Vegas. But I should check on that now that y'all are talking about that. Maybe they've got them traveling and doing a little bit of stuff during the middle to kind of keep them warm and stuff.
Yeah, they sent me my media credential for that. The 16th of July. So I wanted to see if you were
going to
come on up. Maybe we could have hung out.
Well, I got you. If you need media credentials, I'll hook you up with the PR guy for sure. But let me check up on that and make sure, because obviously I want to do Team USA more than I want to do summer league and running around with a bunch of rookies. That ain't my idea of a good time. I'll tell you that right now. I don't even do the draft anymore for that reason. But I wouldn't mind seeing Scoop Jardine get picked up by somebody decent. So we'll see what happens.
All right. I still want to stay in the NBA, and I want to regress back to the Miami Heat-Boston Celtics matchup. The only reason I'm stepping back to that is I don't know if you heard anything yet, or what do you think what's going to happen with Mr. Garnett, who's a free agent, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce, quite naturally, all those guys are aging veterans, and there's strong talk that Garnett or Ray Allen or both won't be back with the Celtics. Have you heard anything about that, or what's your opinion?
Well, KG's got – his days are numbered with those knees, so he ain't got a lot of room to be running his mouth thinking that he's going to get picked up for some superstar money. He's better off staying where he's at if they'll keep him. His knees are, deteriorating by the day. I'm surprised he can live in a two-story house. But Ray Allen, he's a guy who you could pick up and, he'd be a good bench guy. I hate to compare him to Mike Miller, but he's sort of a specialist in that sense, like a three-point shooter. He could be a good bench player. He could be a good bench player and a good backup, warm-up or backup three-point shooter guy if you needed somebody to come in and do that, for a few minutes a game and, bring you back up to speed and get your mojo back up if you guys get behind. Rondo is the face of the franchise, and, as much as people talk shit about Rondo about how he's a little prissy princessy bitch and whatnot, he's not. He's not that guy, dude. He just needs help. And he doesn't get a lot of help from them because, they're kind of used to sharing amongst themselves and not really with him, and they've never really taken him on as the leader. So, it's going to come down to whether Ainge decides to build the team around him or blow the whole team up entirely. So, because it's not going to be let's build the team around KG's aging-ass knees and Ray Allen's, geritol you know, self, you know, specialist self. He's only, it's kind of like he's only got, you know, one real good move. He's not, he's kind of like Derek Fisher, where he's in there, you know, he's a contender, but he's not the guy who can, you know, he's not going to run the team. He's not going to lead
right.
the team.
Right.
So, like I said, it comes down to Ainge, you know, deciding who's going to be the leader or if there's going to be no leader and he's going to start from scratch. That bench needs to go. That bench is a complete hot mess. That they dragged them down so bad. I mean, they couldn't save them at the end at all. They couldn't do anything for them but, you know, dig a deeper hole. So all those guys that they picked up were just kind of, you know, miscreants and misfits. It was like the replacements.
Okay. Okay, now we went to the East. Now I'm going to go back to the West, who got dismissed, which is San Antonio.
They're showing interest in Garnett as well, the San Antonio Spurs.
They're
oh,
somewhat of an
AGT. They're team old flag, so why not?
They're somewhat of an aging team. I wouldn't say they're real old, but the big man is getting older. What do you see in the future for that team, San Antonio Spurs?
Well, they'll surely keep Frenchie around a little bit longer, and Flop Ginobili, they'll keep him around. I don't know. You know, they got a lot of really good stars on that team, a lot of good potential kids. They got Gary Neal. They got Danny Green. They
right.
got, you know, a lot of those kids are, you know, they may be young, but they're really up and coming. And they need to give them a lot more time to develop and put them out there a lot more than they have been. They've been relying a lot more on their big three, you know, Ginobili, Frenchie, and Duncan. And Duncan's just too damn old. End of story. Duncan's got one inside post move, and that's it. He can't be shooting from the perimeter and, you know, running up and down the court at lightning speed anymore. He's what, like 38 years old? I mean, his days are numbered too. So he's not quite the guy he used to be. And, you know, the shortened season did him some good because he would have been benched for quite a few games here and there, you know, along the way just to be able to save his strength for the playoffs and the finals if we'd have had the long season no matter what. But they have a lot of young talent on that team that they need to develop, and they need to give a lot more time to the Woods and dedicate to those kids, and I think that they could be really good.
Okay.
They might be a sleeper team next year that people might be surprised by.
Okay. Black, do you got anything for Jackie?
Oh, no. I'm just sitting ahead looking at the pregame, watching LeBron sitting down and KD sitting down. I can't wait for this game to get underway.
Me too.
I got KD going for another 36 tonight. I think LeBron might have a 40-point
night tonight. I don't know what's going on with his tag team partner. Wade needs to get his act together real quick if they have any chance of getting in the series. I agree with you completely, and I think it's going to be a 40-plus night for KD. And my only bummer is that I have to listen to Chris Broussard during the middle of the friggin' halftime. And I swear to God, I was like, where is that fool from? I actually had to Wikipedia his ass in the middle of the game. I was like, where is that accent? It is horrible. And it's Louisiana. And it's like, it is not Louisiana like Popeye's Louisiana. It is some kind of crazy Baton Rouge Louisiana. I don't even know. I was like, Chris Broussard, LeBron James. I was like, dude, I just can't deal with the mix. I just busted up my nose the other night. I slipped on my silk comforter and, like, face planted into my floor and busted my nose all up, and I still can't even talk like that, even if I hold my nose.
Jack, every time we seem to talk to you or what, something's always happening to you. Are you accident prone? And you got to take better care of yourself.
I'm fragile. I don't know what's wrong with me. It seems that I'm having a lot of mistakes and accidents happening lately around me. That was just completely random. I was like half asleep, and it was really hot, so we had taken the silk comforter off the bed, and there was a very short distance between the bed and the television stand. And I came around the bed to go to the bathroom, and my foot just slipped on the silk comforter, and I just straight ate it. bam, right into the floor. And my boyfriend woke up and was like, oh, my God, what's going on? And he's freaking out, and I'm like, I'm fine. Meanwhile, I'm gushing blood all over the place, and I'm like, no, I'm okay. He's like, no, you're not. We're going to the hospital right away. So I ended up having a concussion, and I got my face is all scraped up like a rug burn.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I got a hockey player nose going on right now. It's not cool.
I'm a life-size bottle for you to walk around in.
A life-size bottle of what?
I said, I'm about to order you a life-size bubble so you can be like the bubble boy.
I'll just put some cussing on it. Glad.
Protect you against yourself. Protect you against yourself.
I know, right?
Oh my God.
Bubble boy. I'll be the bubble girl. That'd be great. That's my new catch.
I need you to be healthy out here and not bumping your head and getting concussions now.
I know, right?
All right,
I'm
so
like,
Jackie.
Playing injured. Play from behind.
You are going to be covering the later games of the NBA. You're going to be covering the summer league games, I imagine, right? And
yep.
You're also going to be covering the Olympics. What else is in store for you in the future?
We are starting up the website soon. I mean, this is taking a little bit longer than we were anticipating, but the website's still going to come together pretty soon. And I have found a new radio show partner, so next season we will – that Sports Wave show itself will be back as a whole with a new co-host, and I will still be doing analyst work for you guys as well as a few others, and doing a couple of feature articles for some magazines and a couple websites. So just keep on my Twitter, and you'll be able to follow up on my latest exploits.
Yes, I'm following you, and you're following me now because we took care of that this past week. So,
yep.
Jeff, you have anything for Jackie before we let her go so she can enjoy the Miami Heat get a beatdown?
Well, take care of yourself so you can have a good summer covering the Olympics, especially. That sounds great. So have fun with that.
Absolutely. Well, I'll definitely be in touch with you guys. We'll be catching up on the Olympics and whatnot.
Black, you got anything?
I want you to be careful when you're in London, Jackie. I'm hearing all types of scenarios and theories about this London Olympics. If you see anything suspicious, please get out of there.
I will.
Yeah.
If
you happen to see Drake head the other way.
Drake? Yeah, that
yes.
Canadian doesn't really – I don't think he's real welcome in London. So we'll see about that.
All right, Jackie. It's been a pleasure as always. We definitely want to catch you probably around Olympics time if we can.
Definitely.
We'll be Twittering, and if when Olympics start, maybe we can have you on from where you're at and give us a report on the Olympics. How's that?
Sounds like a plan, boys.
All right, Jackie. You take care, and we'll catch you somewhere down the road. And be safe.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, Jackie. Appreciate you.
Anytime.
Bye now.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, people, that was none other than sports babe, where she brings her balls to the game, to the playground or whatever. That was Jackie Taylor. And as always, she is doesn't miss her words and gives you straight talk. What can I tell you? All right, guys, we got about 6 minutes left in this game. I mean, left in this show. Well, this game show. How's that sound? And me being the host here. Any you guys got any thoughts of on anything that you want to put out? On the airways right now.
That was a clown question, bro.
What's that?
Yes, I have a question. I have a question for you.
Sure.
What is the best or one of the top best teams in the baseball league right now?
You know what? Every time we get on the air, Black, you and I, It seems like you always want to talk about your Washington Nationals. They happen to be one of the best teams in the baseball, especially in the NL East. I think they're leading the NL East. And congrats to your boy, Steven Strasburg, of being the first pitcher of this year to get 100 strikeouts. I know you wanted to mention that. I beat you to the punch. But remember, they said they were going to limit him, so I don't know what the limit's going to be. But it's only mid-June. You're going to need him for the playoffs.
Hey, we're rolling right now, man. We just swept Boston this past weekend, took us to Toronto the other day. Got the Yankees coming to town Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It should be a very, very special series there. But, we're smelling playoffs around here. We smell what I'm cooking.
Now, my question is this. Since you have the Bronx Bombers visiting Washington, are you going to go to one of those games and see or just watch?
Well, I need to give our friend Craig Stammen a call and see if I can get in the stadium, because unfortunately, those damn Yankee fans have bought up all the tickets.
Okay.
So they're making the drive down this weekend. Yeah, they're making the drive down this weekend. Should be a sellout all three games.
Well, that's true. Jeff, you happen to be a Yankees fan, if I'm not mistaken. Am I correct in that?
Casual Yankees fan. I don't watch a lot of baseball, but if I was going to root for a team, it'd be the Yankees, because I grew up watching them. I'll tell you, in baseball, the thing that caught my eye is the perfect games and the no-hitters. It looks like we're going back to a pitching-dominated era. I mean, it hasn't happened yet, but it looks like it's going in that direction, because recent history, you don't see perfect games and no hitters like that. And I hate to say it, because it's one of the many things I don't like about baseball. Maybe the way they baby these pitchers really works. I hate to say it, but I might be part of it.
Yeah, that's true too. All right, we got a little bit more than 2 minutes left in the show. I'm going to promo all these shows, and then we'll close this thing out. All right, tune in tomorrow. We got the No Chaser show with Mac Williams as the host. Me as the co-host, that starts at 7, and we give it to you straight with No Chaser. Tune into that show.
Don't forget your guest tomorrow, the professor.
Oh, yes, we do have the professor, who happens to be a personality in itself. He's going to be on there. I see Macau of Grown Soul and Real Talk happens to be in the chat room. You may want to listen to that No Chaser show tomorrow with the professor. Also on the FSP show, which is Saturday at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Vic Gardner is the host. I'm the co-host. Black jumps in there as another co-host. And we have other callers calling in and out. We converse all types of things, just like this show. And then on Sunday would be the Master Plan. Quite naturally, by that time, it's going to be three games, at least two games, and the third game is probably going to be played on Sunday. And I'll be recapping the NBA games and also previewing up-and-coming game and giving you my opinion on whatever else is happening at the time. And then on Tuesday, Compassion Dakini with Kim Fun. She's on 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. She comes at a different direction altogether, completely different than the other four shows we have. Listen to her. She's very informative and very enlightening. With that being said, Black, you got anything to say? And then I'll slip it to Jeff.
The thing I have to say is, let's go OKC Thunder.
Jeff?
Yeah, looks like the South Beach Softies are going to be thunderstruck. And tune in next week. The series might be done by our next show.
And that's true. And with that being said, from Jeff, Black, and myself, this is the FSP Crew Show. We're out. Enjoy the game. So will I.
Yeah. It's Mr. Encore. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah. Check. Fantasy Sports and Politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew.